Another day comes and goes. Welcome and good evening to another hour of... What the heck is this program I'm doing? Oh, Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I awoke this morning. Sounds like the first line of an old blues song. Jeff Bennett here behind the mic for the next hour live on this 21st day of June, 2011. The phone started ringing at 6:10 this morning. I'll tell you, folks... I'm not in Austin. I'm not on Central Time. I live in Arizona. We do not participate in daylight savings time. I am on Pacific Time. So when you call me at 9:15 in the morning thinking the whole world should be working, it's 6 o'clock here. Stop the insanity, the man says. My goodness. Well, you've heard the story about Greek. The Greek vote is in confidence. Now the guy's got 10 days to play around, come up with a new budget before they get the real pumping in there. J.P. Morgan fined by the SEC, big money, $154 million over mortgage securities nonsense. It's all posted over there at republictradinggroupinternational.com. Not going to waste tons of time on it. Markets did strange things today. Dow was up 110. Close at 12,190. NASDAQ up 58 at 2,687. S&P 500 up 17 at 1,296. Global Dow up 33 at 2,079. Gold, not a bad day. Sitting there at about 1,548 right now. Oil up again, 44 cents, 93.70. It's back on its upward climb. We'll see 100 bucks before too long. Silver, not a bad day in silver markets either. Where'd we wind up there? 36-something? I can't remember. That's up there. 36.58 or thereabouts. So not bad. But that's the end of my economic conversation for this hour. We're going to go to a break in a minute. And we're going to come back and talk about something called the Great Facilitators, or cultural Marxists, as it were. We face some interesting times here. I was able to kind of half be a part of the last hour with Robbie and John and the various callers, a lot of things going on, contracts, keys being delivered, all sorts of nonsense. So I'm kind of half here. It's been nonstop on the phone all day today. I got something coming in here? I don't know. There we go. Stand by. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Stuff keeps coming in, left and right. Last night, I had a lot going on last night. I'm in the midst of writing some new columns, more than I've done in many, many months, because I've been angry lately. When I get angry, I write. It's more of a rant. And I don't really care who it ticks off. It's designed to jog people's minds, I guess. Maybe we'll share one of them later. Last night I chose not to update the headlines on RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. I finally got back to posting part four of our ongoing history of Colonel Edmund D. Taylor, the conspiracy theory dealing with the Lincoln, Taylor, Kennedy, the Greenback, truth, speculation, trivia, etc. It is a very interesting read, and I've had a number of you saying, wait a minute, you were going to do this. Where's the rest of it? Well, we did a lengthy portion last night, and in a few days, possibly over the weekend, we'll post the balance of the story. Amazing similarities. It's one of the finest economic commentaries I've read in a very, very long time from a historical aspect. And I certainly invite you to read it. And I haven't even set up this section yet, but it is, like I say, the fourth chapter. So get into it. Get a look at it. It's a very strong read for those of you who care about historical aspects. You know, it was the cultural Marxists or communists who engineered their march through the institutions. And what I mean by that is the infiltration of major institutions, education, the media, entertainment, banking, politics. Oh, I thought it was some other people that did that. Well, it might have been cultural Marxists, too. They might be one and the same. But they did it in order to achieve their goal of destroying Western civilization in the ongoing collectivism versus individualism battle. The Marxist destroyers are facilitated greatly by, well, the welfare state. The welfare state mentality, and yes, by corporate exploiters. Some examples. Facilitator number one, these are the takers. These are the something-for-nothing entitlement taker crowd. They're nearly the majority today. We see it, I guess, everywhere we go in this country. Those who are on the government dole, the food stamps, the welfare, the unemployment, the WIC, the you name it, the access, the free health care, Obamacare that everyone else is going to pay for. Most of these type of people reject self-reliance in favor of the forced redistribution of wealth. You remember the words of Bill Clinton. It's for the children, the needy, the oppressed. Well, perhaps not exclusively, but Count up all the people receiving a government check of some sort, whether it's for a job or a handout, particularly including literally millions of illegal invaders, and you can guess how many will most likely vote. Oh, yes, don't kid yourself. Don't deny it. Don't lie to yourself. Illegals do vote in this country, and they vote for more largesse. Of course, most of them are Democrats. Many will most, you know, but certainly not limited to Democrats. These people, one and all, have a vested interest in the continuation and expansion of government programs. And also included there, of course, are the politicians and the bureau rats. Most of them, particularly the illegal aliens, they have no interest in our history, our founders, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. They don't give a damn about individual rights other than their own. They don't care about the rule of law. In fact, many are hostile to our founding principles, which are based on individual responsibility, not just rights, but responsibility and merit and justice qualities that the takers think are unfair or even mean-spirited or even racist. Oh, there's nothing just about affirmative action, my friends. Not the set-asides, not the quotas. Just? We'll talk about racism later in the program. Well, then there's facilitator number two, the corporate exploiters, those who willingly hire, transport, aid, and abet illegal alien cheap labor in the interest of their bottom line, their own bottom line. Now, often the corporate exploiters are pillars of the community, tax-exempt donors to noble causes. But not only are the aliens' wages suppressed by these pillars of the community, thereby causing the suppression of your wages and mine, but the companies themselves save a bundle by not offering benefits, thereby making the aliens wards of the taxpayer for their education, their health care, including free prenatal and food stamps and WIC and our kids. That must be Arkansas kids. Our kids first? Boy, who named that one? Our kids first. Of course, there's plenty of other handouts. There's ESL, which my wife taught. English is a second language. There's translator services, government program information printed in a multitude of foreign languages. I think I read once California prints their voter information in 49 different languages. Let's not forget our cost to law enforcement, penal costs. I don't confuse that with Wiener, Anthony Wiener. That's different. There's infrastructure, there's use, there's abuse, there's neighborhood debasement, there's criminal gangs, unchecked diseases like Chagas. There's in-state tuition. Look at the states around this country that are now taking it to their legislation to give in-state tuition to illegal aliens for less money than other American tax-paying families. And all of these things encourage the illegals' refusal to acculturate and their hostility for the host nation. Oh, it's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon seen all over the Western world, not just here in the United States. Of course, the business exploiters, obviously, they have no problem with what they're doing to our culture, our rule of law, our sovereignty, and their heritage. And why? Well, the corporate exploiters seem to live above it all. Oh, yeah. They should blame the welfare system for destroying their workforce. And they should work to dismantle it. But they become part of the irrational system and help form an insidious protection racket involving businesses and government entities, churches and anti-American organizations, etc., all of which fiercely circles against the tax-paying, law-abiding citizenry, creating what is essentially a war on the middle class and lower-income, honest folk. In essence, my friends, the illegal aliens in this obscene scenario are protected as if they were an endangered species. and the taxpaying citizen who objects is the enemy to be slandered and smeared with racist epithets. Politically correct tactics in its vile playbook. Number one is a magnet. In that the illegals attract foreign family members. They attract friends, neighbors from their homeland. They become a base of operations for those who illegally invade, and also an important source of information on how and where to work the system. Oh, you think I jest? I spoke of this some years ago. There's a comic book that was being distributed in Mexico telling the invaders, those who were coming north of the border, exactly how to use the American system to get all that they could get. Of course, let's not forget anchor babies. Yeah, baby, instant citizens. Yeah, they're able to bring an immediate family. They are qualified to be on welfare until the age of 21. And as their numbers grow, so does their boldness in flouting the law and making more and more demands, especially since the immigration laws, the 8 U.S. Code, they're not being enforced. Now you got a magnet in the fact that these corporate facilitators, they provide wages, part of which will be sent back home to buoy up that nation's economy as it drains ours. Of course, the aliens cannot get in their places of origin, mostly Mexico. Correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to me that a couple of years ago, the amount of money that was exported from the United States of America from citizens of Mexico that had chosen to invade this nation, something the tune of $45 billion? How do they do that? The claim is there's 30 to 40 million illegal invaders living in this country. How does $45 billion gets sent back to Mexico? Oh, it must have something to do with the illicit drug trade. Do you think? Ladies and gentlemen, those countries are infested with as much, if not more, government corruption and crime. It all makes life unbearable. You can't blame these people for wanting to come here. But why do we have to welcome them with open arms and kiss their assets? What kind of an asset is trimming a palm tree? But the supreme irony is that these corporate SOBs are bringing into the United States the same kind of law-breaking corruption of the country from which these people escaped. Identity theft, gangs, unchecked and unsponsored illiterates, utter disregard for laws and culture. Biggest part of the irony is the fierce loyalty the illegals feel to their own countries and their hostility toward the United States, which provides them with immense largesse. Joe and Barb McCutcheon are some hard-hitting political activists down in Arkansas. I'm sharing with you from one of Barbara's rare writings today, and I'm very proud to have posted this on Federal Observer. I invite you to go read it later, so you can take the time to get through it with Barb's words, not necessarily all my additional peppering. In the state of Arkansas, and of course we certainly know of a number of politicians that came from that state, you've got a couple of poultry baron scions who passed away recently. Both were honored and eulogized profusely with full-page newspaper ads. Both had donated to causes in large amounts, and yet both were responsible for exploiting illegal alien laborers in huge numbers. Both of these characters strapped the taxpayers with all the illegals' expenses. Law enforcement and the judicial system protected both of these guys, even though lawlessness follows and surrounds the illegals' presence, and innocent taxpaying citizens not only lose jobs to them, but are forced to subsidize them, and they are victims of their numerous crimes. So let me see, as a taxpayer, I'm subsidizing an illegal that may kill my wife in an automobile accident. But Remember that government at all levels is packed with accomplices, either complicit or out of fear. Now, also in Arkansas, there is an organization of an interesting array of entities, wealthy corporations and churches and anti-American organizations, both American and Hispanic. You know who they are? The ACLU, ACORN, LULAC, the Chambers of Commerce. Oh, yeah. There's publications. Got some websites that we'll be able to share with you that will give you a listing of some of these truly anti-American organizations. Well, they can use the word America in their name all they want, but it doesn't matter. Organizations are dedicated to protecting illegal immigration and open borders. And it's pretty easy to understand why. Locally, at least one company threw lavish 2- and 3-day picnics for their illegal workers utilizing taxpayer county parks, and yet citizens were barred from entering. They were guarded by the taxpayer sheriff's department, utilizing numerous personnel and equipment for the reported bargain price of $1,000 total. And yet in response to a Freedom of Information Act request asking for a breakdown, cost and time for the use of the sheriff's department, their spokesman stated that they didn't keep those kind of records. Imagine that. A whole law enforcement agency had no idea where or what their equipment and or personnel were doing. Wonder how they know what the paycheck should be. Shameful protection racket? Just another giant magnet. But then, Barb, maybe they didn't get paychecks. Maybe they got paid in pesos under the counter, you think? Now, many of you are thinking, you know, Bennett, you're just being obtuse here. Some of you are thinking, these things are all an exaggeration. These things could not possibly be going on in this country. Let us examine Federal Law 8 U.S.C. Let's share with you just a couple of brief little items out of there to kind of put these actions into perspective. What do you think? 8 U.S. Code Section 1324A states, hiring or harboring and transporting any illegal alien knowingly is a felony, punishable by 10 years in jail and a $2,000 fine per illegal and forfeiture of vehicle or property used to commit the crime. Now, wait a minute. The state of Arizona recently passed such a law dealing with this very same issue, and I want to know, why does the state of Arizona have to go ahead and go for all the efforts to write and pass a law that coincides with federal law anyway? Number two, 8 U.S. Code Section 1324C states, all officers whose duty it is to enforce criminal laws shall have the authority to make arrests for violation of any provision of this section. And yet, here's a whole bunch of officers playing guard dog on an illegal alien picnic. They weren't even performing their own duty now, were they? 8 U.S. Code Section 1325 states, any alien who enters the United States other than port of entry by false representation shall be subject to civil and criminal penalties and can be fined and imprisoned. But if they're not trimming palm trees or cleaning your pool or cleaning your clock, how are they going to get the money to pay for the fines? Not my problem. Section 1644, no local ordinance, rule, or measure shall stop law enforcement officers from enforcement of this section. Title 19, U.S. Code 1459, Section F states, any individual who violates any provision of subsection E is liable for a civil penalty of $5,000 for the first violation and $10,000 for each subsequent violation. And yet, we just read a story the other day about a man who has been arrested 5 times in the state of Arizona, each time for traffic violations. Turned out he had no insurance, no driver's license, son of a gun. They finally impounded his vehicle, and he'd already been to, you know, everybody knew he was illegal all the way down the line. Title 19, U.S. Code 1459, Section G, in addition to being liable upon conviction, is liable for a fine of $5,000 or imprisonment for not more than 1 year each or both. As Barbara states, there is much more in these laws, but as anyone can see, the hiring of thousands of illegal aliens would mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines and many years in prison if the laws were upheld. What happened to the rule of law? Not men. It was recently reported that in a small town in Arkansas, there resides at least 17 different ethnic-type gangs. Public shootings and stabbings on the rise. Would they be there without the facilitators? Not likely. It's a lose-lose situation in the long run for all who would have a civilized, law-based, enlightened, free society. And yet the cultural Marxist strategy of political correctness has won the day through intimidation and projected guilt. And the facilitator accomplices are cashing in as fast as they can. The so-called pillars of society, there's stuff in their pockets as they smash the last vestige. The founder's dream. Dated this date. Barb McCutcheon. We're going to be going to a break for a moment. In a moment. And when we return, I want to share an afterward comment from my granny about this very article. This subject matter angers a good number of us. A caller on John's program last hour made the statement that all they're waiting for is us old folks to die because the young ones are so damn dumb, they're so malleable that they'll just give it all away. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259. Call today, 877 877-
877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ramsey Lewis, a little bit of jazzy opera there, man. You know, good stuff. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. As I get older and the longer I remain in this valley that I live in, which I'd like to get out of, but life throws more complicating twists on a day-by-day basis. It's not as easy to get up and leave as one wants, but we have a war brewing. Not just in Arizona, but around this nation. We have been invaded. We've been invaded due to not just the facilitators, the corporate, the world of corporatocracy who chooses to continue to turn the other cheek and hire illegals as often as they can. An awful lot of them wind up behind prison bars. Now there's a big move to end the death penalty because it costs the state of California so much money. How much has it cost the state of California to have kept Charles Manson behind bars since 1969 or thereabouts? That's an awful long time. Seems to me that the power companies ought to donate a couple hundred thousand votes. They can take out 8 or 10 of them at a time and be done with it.
But that's not the very Christian thing to say.
So what? Enough is enough. An eye for an eye, if you will. When Barb McCutcheon sent out her column this morning, which you can find at federalobserver.com under Dial M for McCutcheon. Granny sent a comment out stating that in a couple of different phone conversations she'd had this morning, a single thread continued to keep coming up. Why are we in the mess we are in America? Granny's answer is that we are here as a nation, a state, a city, a family, as an individual, all due to choices and decisions that we individually made along the way. And unless someone held a gun to our head to decide what to do, then the result of what we are today and the situation we find ourselves in is a result, directly or indirectly, of choices we made along the way. In other words, none of us can blame anyone else for our present state of being unless a gun was held to our heads, and even then we had the choice of what to do. that initial choice to take one fork in the road way, way back, maybe as a teenager, began the road we have traveled since. Some like to blame the parents or others for what they are today, but the real responsibility and accountability sits in our own decision-making. Understanding that and accepting it is when one can be called a grown-up. Some of you may be saying, what the hell does any of that have to do with the topic you just spoke of? Decisions, my friends. Decisions we made very early on in life to support a particular political party or a candidate within a party just because he belonged to that party and because your parents told you we're Republicans or we're Democrats. Boy, the moment you said those words, you negated yourself as one who could be considered an independent thinker. And that's where you began to make the wrong decisions. You went into a public polling place once every 2 years or 4 years, and you flipped the lever, vote the straight ticket, because that's what your parents told you to do. Good God, what we've got now. How many years did the straight ticket get selected that kept a Strom Thurmond or a Teddy Kennedy or God knows a John Kerry or a Orrin Hatch or any of the rest of these lying, thieving, crooked SOBs, those that have allowed the usurpation of the law? They've turned the other cheek while their wealthy Tyson Chicken family friends continue to hire illegals who flooded in from south of the border. And that's where most of them came from. Don't kid yourself. Last Friday, Granny sent me a column, one of Linda Bentley's columns, dealing with what ostensibly I have come to label as racist studies in Arizona classrooms. We talked about that. I shared that entire column with you last week, and I believe that in yesterday's rebroadcast, which I had to do, I think it was yesterday, I don't know, I think that that was discussed as well. For those of you who maybe were not there or don't recall what I'm talking about, specifically the Tucson, Arizona Unified School District's RASA Studies program, studies which first and foremost, promoted resentment towards a race or class of people, were designed primarily for pupils of a particular ethnic race and advocated ethnic solidarity instead of the treatment of pupils as individuals. Now, each one of those are in complete violation of the Arizona Revised Statute 15-112, which states, quote, a school district or charter school in this state shall not include in its program of instruction any courses or classes that include any of those three items I just shared with you. Now, the thing that was funny is the course has recently been renamed because they're trying to play hide-ahead. Mexican-American Studies. Well, frankly, my friends, there's nothing American about those history classes. Now, the story originally came to light during the waning days of then-Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Horn. Now, Horn did what he is most famous for. He swigged down a couple of jiggers and then stated that while he found the content had no place in an American public school, he also pointed out by statute that he had no authority over a district's curriculum. Well, Horn is now Arizona's Attorney General. If or how he will deal with the issue now, we don't know. I suspect it'll be 5 o'clock anywhere for Tom Horn. You see, Tom does have a bit of a drinking problem. He has for many, many years. I don't say this as a constituent out there who happens to have am sharing rumors with you. I've seen it firsthand on numerous occasions. Now, the new Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, John Huppenthal, appears to feel quite strongly opposed to his predecessor. But the local school board, as we shared with you earlier, seems to be heavily weighted with representation more strongly in favor of what I will call the AAFAMP. That's the International Association for the Advancement of Mexican People. Amongst the school board members is one Aralita Grijalva, daughter of U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva. Let's just say he didn't come from Sweden. Now, Adelita did not wish to hear the concerns of activists opposed to the Raza classes and stated that if I leave, then we cannot have a meeting. And she got up and walked out of the meeting. So when the board member reconvened, direct quotations were read to the board from the textbooks. The speaker was silenced once more. What the hell do these people have to hide? Why are they teaching hatred of whites and Americans and Europeans in American schools? And when they grow up and go to work for government, any government, so long as it is in Estados Unidos. Now, several days ago, I had a discussion with a neighbor who I knew was using the services of the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System. It's known as ACCESS. That's Arizona's Medicaid agency. Now, my neighbor, who I will call Sue, is a single mother of two children. She is Caucasian, or white, to be more specific, and in these tough economic times, in need of a bit of state assistance. She's also receiving food stamps and housing assistance. Now, her husband lost his job nearly 2 years ago. And after being unable to find gainful employment, he just kind of up and left, leaving Sue to fend for herself. Little babies wrapped in diaper clothes, etc. Just didn't care. She never heard from him again. No child support, no couple of bucks along the way to help feed the kids, no, gee, I'm sorry, babe, nothing. Gone. Well, shortly after he abandoned her, she made her way through the system, applying for all the assistance that she's entitled to, just in order to get by until either he shows up again, fat chance, or until she can get herself gainfully employed. The problem is that both of her children are quite young, not quite a school age yet. That means she'd have to find child care for the youngsters while she's working. Well, that's going to drain what little income she could possibly make, making it worthless to find work. I mean, my friends, this is the catch-22 in America today. Seems to be quite common, isn't it? So it's back to the system. Took her much longer than it should have, given all of the information she needs to supply the officials, copies of utility bills, most of which her missing sperm donor husband threw away. So Sue had to fight with the utility companies in order to get copies of past bills. But fortunately for her, they were all in both names. If these bills had only been in his name, she would have been, shall we say, SOL. So she goes after WIC, that special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. She goes after ACCESS. She goes after housing assistance, anything she can get. Needless to say, she got all which she had required. But what a nightmare. And the renewal was even worse. And why? Because in Arizona, in a state that has been invaded by illegals, in a state that is being taken over politically and otherwise by Hispanics, Sue's sin is that she's white. Last week, she, by invitation, called into ACCESS to renew her health benefits for her and the children. She was told she could conduct her interview over the phone this year, thereby avoiding the trip to the filthy office, which, by the way, is usually infested with illegal invaders with their anchor babies, many of whom sit there screaming and running snot out of their noses. Hey, does anybody bathe in this place? Well, Sue was fortunate enough to draw an older gentleman to conduct her interview, and all went well, but she would have to bring down some records to the office the next day. She was prepared to do that. She was able to leave her kids with a neighbor for a couple of hours as she went down to the ACCESS office. Yep, she went down there to facilitate that smooth transition. Smooth transition, my ass. When she got there, she was forced to wait for nearly 3 hours to be attended to. All the while, every Hispanic woman coming into the offices were treated like royalty, promptly stamped, approved, and sent merrily on the way with all the benefits they could possibly obtain. And an awful lot of them were driving Cadillac Escalades and Beamers and Jaguars and and big Ford pickup trucks. Oh, baby, we're talking, you know, no more than a year, two, 3 years old max. Look, there's no BS here, folks. You see this stuff in the street every single day here in the Valley of the Scum. And so now it's Sue's turn. 3 hours she's waited. This was simple. She ought to be able to walk in, see her caseworker, hand her the papers, get signed, sealed, delivered, and get sent on her way. Remember, the neighbor's doing her a favor watching the kids for a couple of hours. It's now 4.5 hours into the deal. She's called up to the counter, rudely accosted by an overweight La Raza lovely who tells her that the phone interview, it does not matter. I will be conducting the proper interview now. You come in this room with me. You know, I wonder how that interview is conducted, considering that Sue is white. Look, you people can call me whatever you wish, but I know of far too many stories like this. The gringo is treated like cheat because she is no Latina. You see this because in many areas of the Southwest, in the United States, and counties and municipalities and federal agencies, they have been overly populated with workers of Latino or Hispanic heritage. And believe me when I tell you, they care for their own. And these people call us racists? I submit to you, my friends, the invasion is nearly complete. And you will not want to miss my next column. Do you want bacon, see jalapenos, we die? Hippie's got to be rolling on the floor right now because he knows where that comes from. This, my friends, is what we are dealing with. The so-called lawmakers who themselves are the lawbreakers because they are allowing the violations of the law of the U.S. Code from one end of this country, from Maine to California and Washington to Florida, and every square inch of this country in between. Any state, any county, any city or municipality or village who wants to uphold the law is being blocked by the likes of the ACLU. Heaven forbid if you happen to be an illegal invader that from Mexico that happens to also be of Jewish descent. Oy vey! Abe Foxman would jump in on this bandwagon as well. This, my friends, is what we are dealing with. And yet, it is not just illegal invaders from south of the border, the Mexico way. In the words of the song by, the heck's his name, Neil Diamond, another Jewish boy, they're coming to America by boats and by planes and by hook and by crook and by feet across the desert. They're coming from Honduras. And the Ukraine, of course, that's a different story. The Russians in Ukraine, you know how they do it, don't you? I am beautiful Russian looking for a good American husband. I've seen that backfire many times over, baby. Do you ever wonder why we're losing the battle? And now the Chinese invasion and these free trade corridors? You know, the email, I had an email thing going back and forth with a guy up in Canada today, and we had this discussion via our emails about so-called free trade. The only ones who benefited out of things like NAFTA and GATT was corporatocracy and politicians. As Barb McCutcheon talked about earlier, if you think in your deepest, darkest crevices of your mind that illegal aliens aren't voting in this country, you got another thing coming. My God. Papers? Papers? We no gotta show you no stinking papers. False social security cards. False driver's licenses. The crime element is phenomenal. I don't have the statistics in front of me because I wasn't planning on going that far tonight. But the number of traffic deaths that take place in certain areas of this country, and a very large percentage of them are hit and runs, and are ultimately, many cases, turns out it was by illegal invaders, illegal aliens. Now don't forget, there's another form of illegal. There's the kind that traipses across the desert in the middle of the night. Because they know where the water stops are, that the bleeding heart liberals have set up for them in the middle of the desert to make sure they get here safely. I got a better idea. Why don't you bleeding heart SOBs go ahead and set up the water stops, but why don't you sandbag these people? Taking them on a real wide curve right back into Mexico. Copies of the Quran have been found in the desert. In Arizona, it has been suspected that a number of the fires that have been devastating Arizona over the past 2 weeks were started by illegals. Some, it has even been accused, have been started in Mexico, knowing that the flames were going to be fanned north. And what is this for? To distract Border Patrol and fire people from invasions that are coming in elsewhere? Or is it to destroy and to denude the land that they absolutely have no love for whatsoever? For a people that want to come to this country, who want to take back what they claim was stolen from them. They had crooked politicians who sold sections of Mexico for a price. Always for a price. Go back to the families of the politicians that did what you claim they did. You can't label all on Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson and a bunch of old white guys. Hey, come on, not every white guy out there is as honest as the day is long. But I certainly wouldn't want to sit down and have a cerveza with too many illegals I've ever met. What the hell kind of a chance am I grandkids or many other grandchildren and children have in this country when all the jobs are going to people of Hispanic heritage, Mexican heritage? That's a Heinz 57 down there anyway. Most of them that are invading up here are Heinz 57. They got a little French blood. They got a little Spanish blood. They got a little American blood. Some of them even got a bunch of Indian blood. Come on, you don't think Geronimo went down there and just kind of kept to himself, do you? It's appalling. And so you've got an administration who is going to go out of their way to find a way to sneak amnesty right up our backsides. Hippie says, J.C., the so-called president has a phony birth certificate. You know, here's another guy. I want to know about his papers. Bacons y jalapenos. Well, I will not quit on this story. It is still one of the most powerful stories in this country, my friends. Now, I'm heading out of here in a few minutes, but having said that, you're looking to pick up some smaller quantities of silver, I'd be real proud to help you out. Go take a look at Republic Trading Group International.com. Click on the treasure hunt. Take a look at the silver options we've got for you right now. We can make smaller quantity purchases. Be glad to help you out. There's no Bob Chapman special this week. Can't even do that Chapman specials with silver anyway. The fact of the matter is we're trying to open up and make some silver available in affordable quantities. Take advantage of it. There's a wide range of coins. Can't tell you what they are. Yes, I know there's some Ellis Islands. There's Constitutions. There's Boy Scouts. Some of the same coins we had in the package we had last week. It's a new purchase that was made. There's some, I think, some Thomas Edison commemorative pieces in there, some Ben Franklin, some probably San Francisco old mint ones. It doesn't matter what they are. We're not buying them to play collectible. We're buying them for the silver content. Same size, weight, and purity as the old Morgan and Peace dollars for considerably less money. Hundreds, thousands, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars less than you would pay for the same condition coin in a Morgan dollar, and somewhat scarcer, by the way. I hope that music creeps in, Dan, because if I don't get to the library, I'm going to be swimming in my studio. Thanks for allowing me my rant. Barbara, my dear, thank you and Joe for your continued efforts. If it weren't for Americans like the two of you who give a damn, we might never have a chance. And who knows, my dear, we may not anyway. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again, my friends, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
That suit my taste and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing as the